In 2016, the refugee crisis has become so huge and urgent that it would be impossible to ignore in this year's Olympics. There may be shame in being a refugee, but there's only pride to be representing the 60 million displaced persons in the world as an Olympic swimmer.
I think I will think about my family and my coach, my friends, and everyone who helped me, actually. And I will think how proud I am of what I did.
That's 18-year-old Syrian swimmer Yusra Mardini, who went from swimming in a pool to swimming for her life as she and her sister Sarah helped push a sinking dinghy with about 20 other Syrian refugees from Turkey to the Greek islands of Lesbos as the families escaped the conflict at home.
Me and my sister were in the water, and actually before, my sister told me, if something happens, don't help anyone. And then she get in the water and she helped them. And it was, quite hard just to think that you are a swimmer and in the end you're going to end up dying in the water, who you know the best.
Yusra had already been a top swimmer when she and her family were forced to flee. Now she is one of 10 athletes who make up the first all-refugee Olympic team. Yusra now lives and trains in Germany, a country at the center of the refugee debate. Michael Sherp is with the German Olympic Sports Confederation. He's been closely involved with Yusra and her story as the young Olympian began training again. He says the Olympic refugee team is a great opportunity for both the refugees and the International Olympic Committee.
It's a first. It's a great reaction to one of the biggest political issues we have right now worldwide. If we talk about 60 or 70 million leaving their countries, an impressive possibility to show that these people have dreams, have goals they are striving at, fighting for, because they can use one of the most important stages and give faces to this anonymous mass of people.
How has Yusra's success mobilized sentiment on this story?
There are different people who have been impressed by her. We have had an international media day because we had to with her, because every morning there were TV teams in the swim and wanted to talk to her, wanted to interview her. And we had, since then, that was in March, we had more than 1,000 requests for interviews, not kidding. This spreading the news and talking about her and her sister saving these people in the Mediterranean and then making it to a safe European country and then making it to the Games is so extraordinary. It gives example and I think hope to other refugees, definitely.
Does she want to become an activist for refugee issues?
She's got a political mind, but I wouldn't say she is right now in the position to be a politician or something like that. She wants to go to Rio, and she's aware that she now has an additional responsibility, not only for herself or for trying to be as good as she can, go there for all the refugees. But I see the difference because she's so much in swimming and preparation. As soon as Yusra has a more normal and regular life again, she will go into that direction.
What's her event?
They are still deciding. It might be 100 freestyle or 200 freestyle.
So that's a really competitive event.
It is. And actually, she and her coach, when they started here, they said, our goal is Tokyo, because she lost 2 years of training almost completely. She was really good when she was 14, 15 at the short lane world championships. She competed with the Syrian relay already, which is early for such a young girl. But then roadblocks on the way to the training. They had an artillery grenade on the roof of the swimming hall. Luckily, no one was in the water. So this is not like train in the US or in Germany. We couldn't imagine how different that was. But she is somewhere near what they call the FINA B standard. Well, to explain it easily, there are standards for country like yours or mine who really are into swimming. There is another standard for countries who are just developing swimming, and Syria would be one of those countries. And she is like 2 or 3 seconds away from that. The IOC, when they made up the team, they said there are 3 parameters we check. Are they really refugees? Are they into elite sports? And are there any personal circumstances that somehow influenced their chances to qualify. And in this case, I think they take into consideration what happened to her in the last 2 years in Syria.
Michael, before we go, I talked with a refugee woman, immigrant, who had spent years and years and years going from Syria to Palestine to Jordan to Russia, finally making it to the United States, and finally was sworn in as an American. And she wanted to say something, and she stood up in front of this whole crowd and said, I just want to be a woman. I don't want any other label. And and that's what gave her most relief. When Yusra is in the parade at the Olympics, do you think she and others like her will want to represent a country or be more yearning to be free of all these labels and just be human athletes?
This sounds may sound a little evasive from my side, but in her heart, she just wants to be a swimmer. That's one point. And now that she knows she is part of a certain community, she wants to represent them as well. And she's very, very proud of her country. It's I think, in her heart and in her mind, it will be a cocktail or a mixture of emotions and feeling of responsibilities. And I won't describe it as a load or something making her soul heavy, but it is something which you don't usually have as a human being.
Michael Sherp, the best of luck to Yusra. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Best to you.
Yusra Mardini and the Olympic refugee team, all making history at the opening ceremony in Rio on Friday night.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.